New platform.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I'm loving it.
New studio.
Yes.
Oh. What is this?
Oh. We're back.
It's a little ZZ Top on the Morning Crankers. How are you doing, everybody? Yeah.
We're GZ pinging it right now.
GZP. Yeah, it is what it is.
Pinging
Sorry
it.
About the hiatus.
Yes, we've been on a long hiatus.
Can you spell hiatus?
H-I-A-T-U-S.
Is that right? Okay, well, you know, that's what we took, and we needed to. We went from one platform to another platform, and when it happened, it was weird that we had all these offers. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It is.
Just so you people know, talking with Spotify, still, you know, they're like sending, you know, sweet nothings in the emails. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, come on, let's go. That type of thing, right?
Yep.
But we ended up on ART19 Amazon. They were very gracious to us. I guess Morning Crankers was pretty popular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're learning, folks, so get with us. Like right now, Gred has his head turned away from the microphone, so he's not as loud as he usually is, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it is. It's there.
Yeah, is your mouth right in front of the microphone?
I sure is, Mr. Hans.
It is, Hans. Yeah, well, I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, too. We're back in the saddle again.
Okay, so major, major breaking news. We're not actually in the same studio.
We're not.
Okay, explain to the people.
I'm in a different location in America, is all I'm going to say.
Okay, so let's go big picture here, not little picture.
Okay.
You are no longer a resident of the Ozarks.
I am not.
You are, but you didn't go back to the land of poisonous nuts.
No, I didn't.
Okay, you actually went to Cheeseland. Is Cheeseland the right word?
It is the right land, or the right land, yes. It is the proper place, yes.
I would say that. It was definitely the right land. What do you think so far? Tell us. I mean, you come from...
I love
from...
it. It's the Midwest feel, man. I love it.
Would you call this area where you just came from, the Ozarks, is this the land of milk and honey?
I wouldn't call it that, but it has its purpose in America. I mean, it's just not my purpose of living there no more, but yeah.
What would you call it?
The land of Branson, the land of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're a huge Chiefs fan.
Oh, I still am, yeah.
But your second favorite team has always been...
The Packers.
The fabulous Green Bay Packers.
Yep, that's my NFC team.
Yeah, so like, if there was in a world where the Super Bowl came and it was the Chiefs versus the Packers, how would you feel?
Oh, I'd be living in a perfect world.
So tell me how that Super Bowl would go.
It would be tight, neck and neck, and it would come down to the last play of the game. And that would be my dream.
And who are you taking?
It doesn't really matter by that point because I'm going to be excited for either team. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I mean, you really would be.
I would because, I mean, I'd be like on Planet Nine.
Planet Nine.
Yeah.
Now, anyways, we're here twice a week from here on out.
Yep. Okay. You get us 8 times a month.
Yeah, 8 times. And we're going to be doing some, you know, special stuff. And I've gotten a lot of emails, and I have to apologize. I've gotten a couple just in the last couple of days, really missing the show. Where is it at? Where is it at?
Right. And it's not our fault, but it's not their fault either. So
yeah, well, it's our fault because we feel like we're men.
And we are. You know what?
Men actually step in, and we own our...
We do.
You know what I mean?
And because, we had to make those decisions because there are hard decisions in life. And it is a train wreck.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, we did have kind of a, like a, you know, a hard spot. It was a train wreck there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have to apologize. Our former host, and when I say host, I'm talking about podcast host.
Right.
Took down 17 of our owned, curated, wrote songs.
Songs, yeah, how's songs
that,
we wrote.
How did that make you feel, Greg?
I was pretty angered by it.
Yeah, I mean, just out of the blue, we wake up one morning and we get a message that says, we're a podcast hosting place. We don't do music.
Right. That, and what makes it hard is writing. I mean, that's the hardest part, writing for the show. So, and then the right music's even harder. So,
For sure, man. I mean, that's just, I mean, some of those songs, I would say, could be on Casey Kasem's top 40.
Yeah, I would put us there. We're there. Our singing ability has shocked us.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, you know, we're no Willie Nelson.
Oh, no. I'm definitely not with Lars Ulrich or playing drums in the background. So,
yeah, anyways, this is the weeks because it's very hard to do the days. But we're going to be doing the weeks and some days and, you know, whatever tickles our fancy.
Right.
Okay. So, and guess what? We're doing our songs.
Yes.
Okay. The music mayhem that comes from the Morning Crankers is coming back and we're actually going to put our old songs back up on here.
Oh yeah.
It's just a real pain in the arse. Is that okay to say?
That's EZR my proper word? Terminology that I use all the time. Yes.
Okay. So the arse, because of the horse's arse that took him down.
It's an arse, an arse, an arse, an arse. Oh, that was a horse one.
It's be nice to Jersey Week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that a cow or be nice to the state of Jersey?
Well, it could be. I love that sound effect in the background of the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love that. It's also National Zookeepers Week.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, here they have, I just want to know what your thoughts on this are. It's Nude Recreation Week, okay, right following after the 4th of July. It's Nude Recreation Week. Okay. However, you have that Recreation Week, and then 2 weeks later, you have Hepatitis Awareness Week.
Wow.
Is there any correlation?
It could be a correlation right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird that they're side by side.
So, I mean, so you have Nude Recreation Week, and then you have Everybody Deserves a Massage Week.
I deserve one every day, but just the way life is.
Are you looking forward to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game? Because that's in July.
Yeah, as long as they don't pick all the major city teams player. Yeah, I'm all down for it.
Well, I mean, you're a Brewers fan. Becomes a
populist, but
Because you live in the land of cheese. You're a Brewers fan now, and then you have your hometown favorite fan of the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, I want to reiterate something there. I may have moved to Wisconsin, but I am not a Brewers fan. But I respect the Brewers because they are in the greatest division in baseball, the NL Central. But you know, Cincinnati Reds. But yes,
you know, the Brewers are a far more popular team than the Reds because the Brewers owner never said that it was the fans' fault.
That is a fact. I will agree with you on that part.
And here's the deal. Okay.
But that was the owner's kid.
You have chili, right?
Yes.
Okay. Wisconsin, you have everything else good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Even chili. I mean, it might not be the skyline, but I'll tell you what, I'll take a brat over chili. How about you?
I would too. I love German food.
Yeah. Oh, German, Scandinavian. It's all there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who do you think the best pitcher in baseball is right now?
Oh, definitely on my team right now.
You think so?
Yeah, Mr. Abbott, our left-handed pitcher.
How about a closer?
Closer? Well, definitely ain't ours. yeah, I'm not a big guy on our closer, but Other than that, I think the best closer could be on the Red Sox. He used to be a former Red, Raldus Chapman.
Oh, there you go. I mean,
he's having a very comeback season. I will say that.
A very comeback. That's kind of a weird way to put it.
Well, it is, but it's true. He is having a comeback year as a closer for the Red Sox. Matter of fact, that's who we just got done playing. We lost 2 out of 3, though. That's what sucks. But, you know, it's life. We move on. We're only a game and a half out of the last wild card spot, so I'm pretty happy.
So we have the Cardinals, we have the Cubs, we have the Brewers, and we have the Reds.
Yeah. And we could all be in the Pirates big picture.
So where are the Pirates in this whole thing?
They're not going to make it. They're not that good.
Okay, so we'll take the top four teams.
Yes.
Last I knew, everybody was in like within 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. We're only a game and a half out of behind the Cardinals for that last wild card spot. And then Padres are just ahead of them.
Really? Where are the Brewers?
The Brewers are in that number one slot already for the wild card.
I couldn't hear that. Can you say that again?
I'm sure you heard it.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show, but we have to do this every time now, just, you know, because there are some people out there that have, you know, sensibilities that are a little bit different than other people. So welcome to Morning Crankers.
Yes.
The podcast where common sense takes a vacation and caffeine is our co-host.
Most definitely.
The show contains adult themes, questionable opinions, and jokes that may or may not land on your sensibilities. But we promise to swing anyways, and the side effects of this show may include uncontrollable laughter, snorting in public, offended friends and in-laws, and sudden urges to question all of your life decisions. If you're easily offended, chronically serious, or allergic to laughter and sarcasm, you might want to skip this, Skippy, or stay and build a little character. Listener discretion is advised, but not enforced. So, you're grown, make your own bad decisions. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, and we at Morning Crankers are not responsible for those with butthurt feelings. We at Morning Crackers just approve comedy only. Thank you.
Comedy only. And, you know, here's the thing, man. I've kind of noticed that no matter what you say, if you try to walk down that middle path, you know, like you're very centrist when it comes to politics. And
religion, most certainly.
You're very centrist.
Yes.
Where I'm not.
Right.
Okay. But I see just as many people complain about what you say as a centrist as I do what I say as a not centrist.
Right. Exactly.
So just say what's on your mind.
Oh,
we live in America.
We do.
You know, it's 4th of July. You know, I'm so happy that we live here and we're all about freedom, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, freedom loving. And that's what this country's about. So enjoy family and laughter. The Crankers.
Yeah, did you hear in The Simpsons, Marge is going to pass away?
Yeah, I'm very sad by this.
Okay, well, you know, here's what I heard. I heard that the episode, now I don't know if the episode came out. It didn't come out yet, right?
I think it may have, I think it already did. I watched something on it.
Well, anyways, what I heard, because I didn't see it, was basically that Marge, this takes place 25 years in the future, and it shows her passing away.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the little twist, you know.
It may not have been aired yet. I don't know. I quit watching The Simpsons several years back. So.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that's why you've lost kind of some of your insight, you know, of what's going to happen.
I have.
Because if you watch The Simpsons and you watch it close, like, how many times has there been something on The Simpsons where, like, they have something written on a chalkboard and it comes true?
It's fact. I can agree 1,000%. They call it pre-predictions.
It is. And you know what? I had something to say that I wanted to say like a week and a half ago. Because to me, politics are, what's the correct word?
Boring.
Is it boring?
To me, it is.
Yeah, it opens the door to hell, if you know what I mean, for most people.
Yeah.
But I think that we can get over that on this one, and people can, you know, if you don't like it, you can just go yourself.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So here's some facts for you, Mr. Gret.
Yes.
Did you know that blue-collar wage growth under Donald Trump has seen its largest increase in 60 years?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
According to the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah. Of course, I do research on everything, so yeah. I did know that.
No, some people will call that a lie, but do you want some stats, brother?
Sure. Throw them at me.
Okay. Under Obama, let's go under Biden. Right now, Trump is 1.7% up. So blue-collar, hardworking American men and women are up 1.7% across the nation.
Right.
Under Biden, it dropped 1.7%.
Wow.
Then if you go to Trump 2017, he was up 1.3%. If you go to Obama, he was down 0.3%. Bush was down 0.6%. Clinton was down 0.6%. HW was down full 3 percentage points.
Wow.
Reagan was down 0.9%. Carter stayed flat. And here's the thing. Nixon was 0.8% positive.
Wow.
And what do you think of that? And that's according to the United States Treasury Department.
That's pretty wild.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But does it make you feel good to know that American workers are finally starting the pathway to where they should be?
Yeah, not being put on the back burner, as always. You know, finally they're starting to get recognized.
Well, it's got to be something, and something's got to give. You know, I see people out here, they're working hard. You know, people are working hard, and taxes. Which brings me to what's in the big, beautiful bill. Okay, now, Elon Musk does not like the big, beautiful bill. Okay, now, some people are like, well, it's gonna tax us, and it's going to take away from that. They're going to take away from Medicaid. That's just not true.
That part's not true, but there's some things in it I disagree that shouldn't be in there.
Okay, let's hear it.
The forest thing where you could sell forest land or to anyone, which is the part of the national forest. I disagree with anything like that.
I disagree with that. Yep.
And then what was the other one that really bothered me? They were worried about giving money to NASA, I guess. And then they took it out of the bill, which that kind of made me happy when they took the money.
What
because I don't think we need to be putting it in the National Actors Studio Association. You know me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's giving a lot of deductions and it's giving tax breaks. What do you think of that?
I like that part. Yeah. I'm all about less taxes.
For everybody.
For everybody.
You came from an area in the Ozarks that other than property tax. Now, I'm talking about a residential, commercial. I'm talking about actual property.
Right.
That's actually kind of in check. It's actually pretty good here in the Ozarks, but every other tax will tax you to death. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of why I moved.
Personal property tax.
Yeah.
Food tax. I mean, every time you turn around, it's a new tax, right?
Eat you up. Yes.
Now, in Wisconsin, you have a flat tax, 5.5% sales, and no tax on food. What do you think of that?
I love it since I've been up here. So, yeah.
How does it make you feel to know that after you've paid off your car, that you don't have to pay tax on it every year?
It's great. And that's another thing I was getting tired of. So, but don't have to worry about that no more.
Well, it starts adding up, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. So you know, the big, beautiful bill kind of transitions and works with the tariffs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's been over $223 billion brought into tariffs, brought in by tariffs.
Right.
And that's like with 1/16th of the tariff that he wants done. So are you a proponent or an opponent of the tariffs?
I'm an opponent for it because they've abused us over the years, the other country. They've taken advantage of the system. And, I mean, like China, I mean, they raise their rates on us all the time. Oh. But yet when we go to raise the rates on them and put it at an equal par, they got mad and then wanted to raise it 3 points more than what they originally had. And they had already literally was raping our country, which a lot of people don't understand.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You've heard the extremists out there saying that this is just a big, big break for the super wealthy, right?
No, it's not a break for just them.
Well, here's the thing. The nonpartisan, by the way, Congressional Budget Office, or like we say in this show, the CBO, says that this bill will... The wealthiest households in America will see a $12,000 increase in taxes from this legislation.
Yes.
And, okay, which is nothing to most of them, right?
It's pretty much, yeah.
Okay, but the poorest families or households in America are going to see a reduction of $1,600 a year. So let me ask you this. Is $1,600 for the poorest people in America more important than $12,000 to the richest people in America?
It's more important to the poor people because the poor people are poor for a reason.
Well, there you go. So, and that's from the CBO. Do you think the CBO is going to fudge numbers for Trump?
Nobody's going to do anything for anybody. They have to be honest and forefront with us, the people.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just have to do our research. That's the thing. A lot of people refuse to research, and then they just make an opinion off of what they've heard on the news. And can't always go by that.
Well, 100%. So, I mean, it seems like, I mean, we have really went through a rough patch. Okay, but does it seem to you like it seems to me that we're heading in the right direction, at least when it comes to the money side and the hardworking American side in America?
I agree. I think the poor and the middle class, that bill is helping. It's going to help more people than it will help the rich.
Okay. So, yes, that's good. And then, you know, the other thing that's worth mentioning is if you start building production facilities in America, not just manufacturing, but manufacturing is probably the biggest, you get a full tax write-off for the equipment that you buy for the year. How big do you think that's going to be?
It's going to be huge.
Yes.
It's going to benefit us all. It benefits. If you can help companies out, too, and give them breaks, it's going to get and give breaks to the actual workers. I mean, you're going to get the proper production you want from your company because you're going to have happy workers, happy ownership everywhere.
Yeah. Money. So, and it all comes down to money. And then also... Research and development has been something that you couldn't write off for taxes for years. So companies had moved that offshore.
Yep.
One of the biggest and the thing that nobody's talking about is research and development costs are now going to be fully tax deductible. How many jobs do you think that's going to bring back to America?
A ton. I think it's going to bring a ton because of the tariffs and everything, you know. That's all money coming back to us that we have lost over the years where we've been hijacked. I believe we were hijacked with tariffs.
That's a good word.
I mean, really, it hijacked our economy. That's why our economy was weak for a long time. So,
I'm thinking about this next story we have coming up.
Okay.
Embarrassment. Okay, there is some real embarrassment for stupid people, or there should be. But the thing with stupid people, the stupid people don't know that they're stupid, so they don't get embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know, like that kid from China. You heard the Chinese college student that went up too high on a mountain in China and had to have a helicopter come and rescue him. But during the rescue... He dropped his phone.
Yeah.
So this college student, now college, that's the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
this college student dropped his phone and then climbed the same mountain to go to the same place that he passed out because of lack of oxygen to go get his phone and had to be rescued a second time.
Wow.
Is that embarrassing? To me, it'd be really embarrassing.
I think it's beyond embarrassing. I mean, he cost the government, whatever that government is, he cost it money, more money to go get him again.
More money.
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay, so that leads us into the next thing. Now, the TSA, okay, the Transportation Security Administration.
Yeah.
You know, they're the people at the airport that, you know, say, well, you can't do that. You can't bring this on. Hey, we need to check you.
Yeah.
How much money do you think has went into their technology?
Oh, I'd say quite a bit of money.
Okay. So the stuff should work good there. I'm talking about the technology. It should be working and everybody should be happy, right?
Yeah, it should be happy. Should be working wonders by now because our technology has gotten better over the year.
Well, be careful of this. Are you a sweater? Do you perspire?
I do.
You do. Okay. Well, you might not want to take a plane or a jet anywhere that you have to be checked by the TSA. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because heavy perspiring people can set off their checkers. Okay. What do you think about that?
So I guess that'll give me another reason not to fly.
Well, I don't know anybody that enjoys getting stopped, especially by the TSA. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they take their little wands and, you know, they check you for, you know, the obvious stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now their technology is too good.
Right.
Because multiple people, but a woman in particular in this case, was flagged and strip searched. This woman was 5'8" and 169 pounds. She was wearing bike shorts and normal underwear. And the Skyway siren said that it assured social media readers that her private parts are neither pierced nor outfitted with any medical devices. Her pockets were totally empty. They patted her down. They were polite to professional, but their little wand went off because she was heavily perspiring in her crotch.
Oh, wow.
Swamp crotch. That's what they're saying. Yeah, be careful if you got swamp crotch because it sets off the alarm with the TSA.
Wow. That's why they need cooling fans like they got in seats of these new cars.
See, you know, I mean, I've seen on the TikTok shop these little fans that you stick down, like, you know, like where you have a belt, but you stick it on the inside.
Right.
And then you turn it on. Would you try that?
Heck yeah.
You know, most people.
Because I may have swamp crotch myself, you know, in the summertime.
Well, that's the thing. You just never know, man.
Never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
You could be. It might not be. You just don't know. So you got to be careful.
Could be like swamp bars. Yeah.
How would you explain that to anybody? Well, what happened? Oh, I had swamp crotch.
Yep.
You know?
It's fact. Yep.
Speaking of crotches, well, we got a couple more stories here. Are you one of those people that are worried about microplastics?
I am a little bit after we had a discussion about this recently.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. Remember back in our day, glass and aluminum. That's how you got your soda.
Right.
You know, that, you know, and there were styrofoam cups back then, that type of thing.
I love the glass bottles, the Coke.
Oh, glass bottle is anything. Even beer is way better.
Yeah.
Okay. And they know now that we have microplastics in our lungs, our livers, our kidney, our blood, and especially our brain. But now, new research from the Journal of Human Reproduction reveals that microplastics are now coming for our baby makers.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's dangerous because the kids haven't even fully grown yet, you know, and they're still, I don't know, man, the brain hasn't quite developed. And then I'm telling you, get these microplastics up in their brain and it's not going to be good.
Well, listen to this. A new disturbing discovery. Scientists had detected these tiny microplastic particles in semen and ovaries.
Oh.
And they're now having discussions about their impact on fertility and reproductive health.
Wow.
Yeah, 55% of male semen had microplastics in it, and 69% of female ovaries had microplastics in it.
Ooh.
You know, are they trying to prepare us for the AI, you know, like girlfriend bots?
It's kind of sounding that way.
I mean, is that what they're trying? I mean, because that's all plastic and rubber and, you know, whatever they have in it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Yeah, and they're not human, so.
Yeah, I mean.
And they'll never will be. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, man, sometimes things make too much sense that they don't make sense. Does that make sense?
It doesn't. To me, I prefer the human way of meeting in life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, for sure.
I mean, there's nothing like that human connection. I mean, you can't connect with a computer or AI, which they're trying to make this make sense, which none of it does.
No, but put your conspiracy Noah's hat on for a second.
Right.
Does this make sense from a conspiracy standpoint?
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So no. You don't think that, well, this ain't working, this isn't working, this isn't working, so let's introduce plastic bottles so we can have microplastics, which we knew are going to be in here, and now it's going into the baby maker, so we're going to control the population with microplastics.
And that's exactly how I feel about it. I feel it is a control of the population, because what other means does it have? I mean, if it's going to mess with your brain, it's going to mess with your child's brain or development and stuff like that. I mean, and then your kidney's shutting down, and maybe that's why a lot of people have got kidney problems nowadays.
It could be, and you know, in your baby maker,
you're schlong along a dinga donga,
saying.
Well, I know what you mean.
And I wonder with some of the stories that we see, whether or not these people, if their intelligence has somehow been sucked up by some mysterious vacuum.
Right.
Okay. A kid in Central Park said that he was lucky to be struck by lightning.
Wow.
He was standing up against a tree because, you know, when it's lightning and when there's lightning storm out, the first thing you want to do is go stand under a tree, right?
Yeah, right.
He was treated for burns on his neck and his leg. He was knocked out. He's expected to make a full recovery. But he said he was lucky because his spine was directly against the tree and no nerve damage happened. And he didn't lose any motor function. And it's just kind of cool. Now, I've been struck by lightning. It wasn't cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah, yep. Old Gred was at the house.
I was there. Yeah, I was there when it happened.
Right. Have you ever heard a bang that loud in your life?
I haven't.
That was really, really loud.
It was.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And finally, to end the day, by the way, go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, go anywhere that awesome podcasts are found. And you're going to find what, Gred?
You're going to find nothing but greatness. I mean, comedy greatness over there at the those social media platforms that we have just mentioned. And there are more, you know.
For sure. There's 159 episodes of greatness.
Yes.
From
and we will, we have and will still perform music.
Oh, absolutely. You are going to get our hump day harmonies no matter what. Because we believe in freedom, baby.
That's right.
Speaking of freedom, South Carolina troopers were chasing a loose pig in the middle of highway traffic. Okay. These troopers, we're talking about intelligence here, right? Superior intelligence. Okay. So this is South Carolina's finest, the troopers.
Right.
They couldn't get this loose pig. And it was a baby loose pig, by the way. And they ran for a couple hours trying to get this pig. It took a child in a minivan that was pulled over to drop some Fritos on the ground for the baby pig to come and eat for them to catch it. What do you think of that?
I like it. That's pretty wild that the little kid done that, and then they were able to capture it. Just little bacon bits of humor there.
Bacon bits. Absolutely. Thank you for being on
the Morning Clinkers.
We love you. Remember, next week, two shows, double the goodness.
Yes.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day. How about you, Greg?
I enjoy your 4th of July festivities this weekend.
Amen.
And just be safe, folks. Love y'all.
Later.